gave me a word.
Yes.
As I was seeking the Lord, as I got up off of my knees, and I got to write things down when the Lord speaks.
Right.
And I may not forget it. If I don't have my phone in my bed next to me, amen, I'll forget it. Or my pen and my paper, I'll forget it. Now I do. I didn't have to do that all the time first, but now I'm fine because I got to write everything down.
All right.
He did tell the man of God to write this in a book. And the Lord spoke unto me in a dream at 2:30 a.m. It was Friday. 2:30 a.m. Still dark. The Lord came unto me in a dream. And the Lord said, lift it. Write it. Lift it. Write it. And he said, the race is not given to the swift.
Yeah.
Battle is not given to the strong. Amen. And even as we say, that but to the ones that endure to the end, as long as you continue to fight.
Okay.
See, the reason why we act in the way we act is because we're not fighting. Whether we forgot or we don't know how to fight, God said, I'm going to come down and I'm going to show you how to fight. But I'm going to show you how I fight with the sword. So therefore, the next generation to come along. So therefore, God said, I'm going to come down. I'm going to show you how to fight. Left. Left to right. Left it. Right. You want to know why God said left it and right it? Because he said work it. Work it. Work it. Work what I've given. Work what I've got. Give me nothing to walk here. Talk to how to pray. Talk to how to obey. Talk to how to speak my faith. Talk how to talk to me. Even when you're hurting, talk how to speak my faith. Talk how to obey. I am God, and beside me, there is no other. He said, I am God. And because he's God, there's none beside him. When you fight, it may take 3 rounds.
Amen.
It may take 4.
Hallelujah.
It may take the whole 12 rounds.
Yes, Father.
But as long as you keep working,
yes, Father.
You keep working.
Yes.
You're fighting against disobedience.
Yes.
You're fighting against lust.
Yes.
You're fighting against all sickness and all manner of disease.
Yes.
You're fighting against accident.
Yes.
Open your mouth.
Yes.
Asking God help me.
Yes.
You're fighting against pride. Is a proud looker,
yeah.
Full of pride, yeah. And somebody that's full of pride ain't gonna make it into the heavenly gate.
Yeah.
Pride destroys all.
Yeah.
God began to say, even in James, they say not to be a respecter of persons, but this word is for everybody.
Yes.
Every man, every woman, every child.
Yeah.
And as the fight, it may get harder.
Yeah.
The heat may rise.
Yeah.
But even as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego reacted to the flame, unto the fire that continually got hot, they did believe that God will and is able. Even if you don't get me out, God, I know that you're
yeah.
place. And now it's time for me to reap my reward. See, because God said that he's going to reward every man. And because the Bible said every man, according to his works, shall be. Keep fighting. God bless you. Here's the Lord today.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
I know
Fuck.